Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. It's good to have you with us. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Devlin Eden here today once again. Devlin, a 94.7 related question, and I think it probably relates to all sort of cycling races. It came through from, I'm just trying to see who it was from Peter. There we go. Peter was asking, he says, do I need to belong to a cycling club to ride the 94.7? If so, or if not, what are the benefits of joining a club?
Yeah, so firstly here for 94.7 and to be quite honest, most of the other races as well, it's not vital to be part of a club. You do, however, have to be licensed to ride, and whether you have a year's license with CSA itself or whether you have to purchase a day license for that particular race. So you don't necessarily need to be part of a club, but in order to have a CSA license, you need to be affiliated to a club. Unless, like I mentioned, you are taking out a day license for that particular race, then there's no need to worry about. Again, the benefits of getting licensed, for instance, will be you then have throughout the year, you don't have to keep purchasing, especially if you are doing several races in the year and a lot of races that are costing you 35 Rand, for instance, per day race, per day license, versus paying a couple of hundred Rand for the year's license, which will see you throughout. So from that point of view, that's obviously up to you whether you want to be part of a club for licensing purposes. Benefits of being part of a club, well, again, like I said, so obviously you need to be licensed for the license, you need to be part of a club. But then most of the clubs themselves have got their club benefits. So whether it's a club that's associated to a bike shop, the shops usually then have their discounts in the stores. There's usually a club kit if that's something that does interest you. And I think one of the more important things for me is there's like-minded people that you're actually getting to meet. So it's always a good way to meet people in the same sport that have similar interests to you. And also, it does help your riding in the sense of you're riding in a group constantly. You're learning from other people. You're gaining confidence as well in riding with people around you, especially when you do start something like 947, where there's going to be several thousand people around you at any given time. So that's an important thing, and I think that's a really good benefit in riding with the club and with their group rides. And then, one thing too, obviously, when you are meeting like-minded people is to also just be careful and filter the kind of advice that you do get from many people around you the whole time.
Don't you want to elaborate on that a bit as well? I mean, it's something, funnily enough, we chat about lots in the running space because there's just so much information online. You've got to be very careful whose advice you are following because it could be conflicting to what you're actually trying to do.
That's exactly, and look, you get it, and I mean, I see it, and as a sports scientist as well, with a lot of people coming through that have either just started cycling, and they've got a lot of friends that have been riding for years, and the guys, it's more trial and error thing that they've learned where they are. So you can get information overload, and when you've got four or five different people around you giving you conflicting stories, it's very difficult to focus on something in particular, and it starts making you stress a little bit more and getting confused about what you're actually trying to achieve. So always take in the information and the advice, but take it with a pinch of salt, filter what you feel is necessary. And if you have any serious concerns, then chat to an expert in the field rather from that point of view.
Absolutely. Devlin Eden, thank you very much. If you want to get some advice from someone who really knows what they're talking about, be sure to check out the coaching packages available on coachperry.com. We've got both cycling and running packages available. You can head over to coachperry.com, get all the details there. And talking of the 947, be sure to check out our free online seminars that we've got in the build-up to the race as well. Head over to coachperry.com/947. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Devlin Eden, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.